I could barely breathe, all caught up in your gravity. Chaos is not for the faintest of hearts. Now it's no fight but your own. I said it's no fight but your own.
That was Victim's Mentality from the record Dichotomy, released just a few weeks ago by The Midnight Echo, an alternative rock band based out of Toronto. I spoke with vocalist and guitarist Joel Lalonde over Skype. Joel, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a very musical family?
Yeah, I grew up with my mom and my brother, and my mom has always been really into music. Like, she plays piano, sings, plays guitar, that kind of stuff, especially when she was younger. So that's kind of where my background comes from it. And then kind of when I was, I think, 7 or 8, my one uncle came over for Christmas or something like that, and he started playing the piano and the guitar, and that's really where I was like, oh, like, I really like this, like, maybe it's something I should get into. And then from that day forward, just been playing nonstop.
Do you remember what the very first album or song was that you ever bought for yourself?
Probably, I would say, I would have probably have to say Good Charlotte, the Young and the Hopeless album, which I really don't listen to anymore, but that when I was a kid, that's kind of what got me into the pop punk side of music, I guess. But my parents would have bought me that when I was in grade 5, I think, maybe 4. And then one that I bought myself, I think I'd saved up when I was 12 because my cousins had showed me Blink-182, which is obviously one of the kings of that style of music. And it was their earlier stuff. And I was like, oh, I really like this. And then they came out with their self-titled album. And I remember going to the store and buying that. And I remember they had a clean version and an explicit version. And I wanted the explicit one so bad because that was the real track. My mom wouldn't let me have it. So I had to have the clean version for a while. And then when I got a bit older, I got the real one.
You formed the band in 2016. How did you come together with your bandmates to form the Midnight Echo?
So the Midnight Echo, when we started, we had actually, it was the same guys that had been playing since 2012. But when we started, none of us had ever played in bands before, even though we had been playing music growing up. It's a lot different when you get together and you get on a stage or you start writing songs, things like that. So in 2012, we were about 17, 18, but I find that we were kind of behind the eight ball compared to other bands that, it took us a couple years. So anyways, we ended up going through a couple variations of the band, and then we actually quit, I think in 2014, and we just split ways and stuff. And then a year later, I guess we all missed it and we're like, all right, let's do this properly now that we kind of know what we're doing and we're not kids anymore. So that's where, it started. I think it started on Halloween. We were at a bar and we were together and we're kind of like, you know what, let's do this to the best of our ability.
How do you approach your songwriting as a band? Is it a very collaborative process or do you typically take the lead?
So typically it's myself and my guitarist that write all the songs. I know in a lot of bands, the singer comes in with an acoustic guitar and they've got this idea and stuff like that, but it's not really how we do it. I personally, I don't usually like coming up with the first idea for the new demo or whatever you want to call it. So I'm much better once there's something, even if it's just one guitar riff and a drum beat underneath. I'm much better at, the second I hear that, it kind of expands my horizons, if you will. If it makes it a lot easier for me to come up with stuff. So Tyler usually comes up with some type of 30-second thing that sounds kind of cool, and then he sends it over to me, and then we go back and forth on it for a while, and then we usually write into Pro Tools. So we write, it's digital writing, which a lot of bands do now. So we used to write it on the floor with the whole band, but it's a lot easier when you're trying to come up with a part and you can just loop it on the computer 100 times instead of having the band play it for an hour straight, which we used to do. It usually starts with Tyler has, a small idea, and then we bridge out from there.
You released your debut record in 2017 and your sophomore one, Dichotomy, just a couple of weeks ago. How do you feel your sounds evolved with the newer music?
It's definitely... we did the first one at a different studio to where we did the new one. And, it's definitely a lot better quality what we're doing it now. And I think we've really kind of hit our stride as to what we want the Midnight Echo to sound like. I know when you start a band, it kind of, you're always looking at your influences and the people that are the bands that got you into it. And you're like, I want to sound like this and I want to do this, this band, but now at this point, I feel like we've really honed in on our own sound and what we're trying to go for.
Is there a theme to the songs in this collection?
So basically the EP as a whole, it examines the concept of going through difficult experiences in your life with a sense of optimism. Dichotomy, it kind of reflects life in general and the importance of experiencing both sides of the spectrum, because if you didn't have the feeling of the lows like the highs wouldn't be as good, if that makes sense. So we were lucky because we didn't, we had just finished the CP like in February before, you know, the craziness of the world shutting down. So, we came up with the idea of Dichotomy before that, but it's weird how things work out to even make more sense than you had planned.
What can you tell me about the lead single, How to Escape Reality?
Yeah, so that song we actually did, we recorded it last summer before we went on tour. We did it at the same studio. But basically, it just focuses on the idea of the art medium itself and how we use it to essentially escape from a reality, even if it's for just a few moments, but whether it be music or a book or a movie, whatever. And it really, really nowadays, because of the pandemic, like everyone's nonstop using art and all of its mediums. So kind of really connects to that as well. The symptoms taking control of me and my